they were just like talking points.
How's that? How's that for an intro? Was that good?
Yeah, that'll do. Who do we have here?
I'm Alessia.
Alessia's here. Sam. Sam's here. Rez is here. He did the intro.
The one and only.
The resolution.
Easy.
Myself, Coach Paul. Are we fired up?
Best week of the year.
Best week of the year. Best Saturday of the year. It's the in-house comp. We want to break it down for everybody. It's going to be quick. You know, 20 to 30 minute AMRAP here. We have a couple questions. We have a couple topics we want to go over. We're just so incredibly fired up about the in-house comp. We want people to get fired up just as much as we are. And we want to see how many times we can say the words fired up in 30 minutes.
I think people really enjoyed when we did this for the open. That got a lot of attention. So we're hoping to kind of reproduce similar vibes here with not necessarily a focus on winning or losing. Just try and highlight some athletes and where we think their strengths could fall. Right?
I love it.
There are no losers. A couple fun facts about the in-house comp. We have 75 teams signed up. This is the biggest attendance we've ever had in the history of the in-house comp. 35 male teams. What's so funny?
You're like going rogue in this podcast, just grabbing the mic.
He's always rogue.
40 female teams, 35 male teams. It's going to be huge. We have 5 heats, 15 teams per heat. Biggest in-house comp yet.
And without diving into this whole the whole history behind the in-house comp, I don't really remember when we started it, but we didn't start it early on. Like, this came years and years down the road. Maybe like 2015, 16, 17 maybe.
I'm looking it up right now. I see an in-house comp 2017.
Okay.
2017.
And it's become a fun event for us, all hands on deck with the coaches. You know, usually we get together before the in-house comp. We test the workouts, and then we get to watch all the athletes absolutely throw down. We try to program it in a way that everybody and anybody can participate. That's why we have so many people signed up, and it's always super fun.
In 2017, we had 42 teams. We have 75 this year. It's crazy.
Nice.
Does that stress you out logistically to plan for all these people, or would you consider yourself zen throughout this whole process? And then I can weigh in after if I think you've been zen.
I'm pretty zen for a few reasons. Reason number, you guys told me to put my mouth on the mic, okay? Apparently I'm too loud. I'm either too quiet or too loud. I'm going to be zen for a couple reasons. Reason one, there's no judging involved. It's just kind of like a little bit of judging, but not too much judging. Reason number two, it's free. We're not charging anyone for anything.
So, that makes you zen?
There's no pressure to, you know, like the NCR Classic. You know, that was more, sure. That's more stressful.
Like, these are all our members. We know they love us already.
Yeah, even though they still complain, some of them, about a lot of the things about the in-house comp. They love us. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you're zen. Because there's no money involved. But we want, you know, you're a little stressed out about running something really, really awesome, right?
Yeah, of course. We want the product to be amazing.
And we think that, you know, you do take the lead on the in-house comp of organizing it. And we all know in the past that you're an expert communicator. And I think some of the stuff that we're going to see this weekend in terms of communication with the team aspect of the in-house comp, it is very important. So I hope that your extreme communication skills will trickle down to our athletes, which brings us to our first question.
Great segue.
You like that?
That was great.
You looked so focused. You're like, I need to deliver this in the exact method that's come up in my head.
I got lost along the way.
Team communication is, of course, important when you're doing workouts together, where you might be doing some movements together, or you just need to talk about strategy. Do you guys have any thoughts on who we could see be grade A communicators this weekend?
Sam, you want to start?
I'm just hoping Burke and Larry turn things around for next year. I know that's an easy answer, right? I know I got a lot of questions last year, like, why didn't you coach Burke better to, you know, pick the right weight on the bar? But sometimes you just got to let an athlete fail, learn that lesson on their own, you know? So I'm hoping that Andrew learned that lesson and that they're going to be better communicators this year.
That's excellent. I think they will, for sure. Probably a couple more mentions of Burke and his 245 on the barbell coming up. But I think the workouts are especially important for communication this year, honestly. Because there's a little component in one of the workouts that's going to be like, do we switch? Do we not switch? Right? Mm. And then there's another component like, do I just do it all or do you just do it all? Like, there's going to be a lot of communication involved. And I think, we're looking at the list and there's a couple like sibling teams. And I just like to think that those sibling teams are going to do well communication-wise. Like Ken and Pete Richardson, unless they're really close and they despise each other and they, you know, brotherly love maybe. But we also have Sarah and NJ, right? So you got to think that communication is nonverbal, is.
Asia and Umema too. Sorry. Asia and Umema.
Okay. That's good. So I think the sibling communication aspect is going to be pretty solid.
I wonder if these people have been coming on Saturdays doing partner workouts and if they have any experience communicating with each other, like Sarah and NJ. I've only ever met Sarah.
Yeah, they're collinators. They do workouts together quite often. I'm not sure about Saturdays, though. But people have definitely been teaming up and working on partner workouts
this
together.
This last Saturday, we saw a lot of in-house comp duos. Oh, yeah. We had a few people doing team training in the corner. It was good.
Is anyone taking it too far?
Yes. Well, I think of one team right off the bat that's not taking it too far, but taking it seriously. And this is all coming out when we were polling everybody on should we do same gender or mixed gender teams. And one person came out to me and said, it has to be same gender. We have unfinished business.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Yeah. So that's the Mangat Messina duo. So they're taking it very seriously. They have unfinished business. They're pretty fired up to compete. Anybody else really fired up to compete that we can think of?
Girk and Reynolds comes to mind.
Two dogs, no chain. Is that their name?
That's their team name. Okay. That's that's very good.
Iconic, actually. Yeah. If anyone saw, Mike Reynolds did comment on the Facebook post that we made announcing the in-house comp. It's a video of like this football team doing the like pre-game chant. I'm not going to do it, but I would encourage you guys to go look it up on the post. It's pretty epic. And I wonder if Mike listens to this like before to get him in the mindset to compete.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, does he listen to the podcast? I was going to say no chance.
But I've seen Mike Reynolds at the holiday party before. And I think it's safe to say not to put anything past that guy. He's going to absolutely put on a show on Saturday.
He's pretty fired up for sure.
Do we think we have any other people that we're excited to see that maybe are not the most fired up to compete, but we've got our eyes on? I think I'm pretty excited to see Andy and Dell hit this together.
Ooh, yeah. Father and son. Yeah.
I've never seen them work out together, but I do wonder what the communication is like with a parent because I can imagine, that could get tricky at times.
I can tell you who Sam is excited to see. He's excited to see Xavier show up to the in-house comp. He's been talking about it for like 3 weeks.
Xavier, we really hope you show up, man. We've been missing you in that 4 p.m. class on Mondays.
Please, Xavier, don't leave Carl hanging.
Xavier, he's a teacher, right? So maybe busy this time of year? I don't know.
Yeah, he's coaching basketball.
Okay.
I see him almost every Wednesday.
He'll be there. I think Professor X will be there. That's what we should call him. Back to Andy and Dell, what you were talking about before you got cut off there, Alessia. I think that's an interesting duo. I'm very excited to see Andy compete. I've only coached him a couple times in a teens class, but the intensity is through the roof, and that I just love everything about that. So I want to see that in a competitive landscape or competitive environment. and see if that intensity can hold true.
Safe to say that Andy will soon be fitter than Dell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, that's only a matter of time.
Andy did the teens throwdown when we did it for the Open a couple of years back. He did. I don't remember what he was like, but I remember that Dell was an avid supporter coaching him through the workout.
You don't remember the picture of Andy doing the dumbbell snatch and Dell?
No, I do remember the photo, but sometimes Andy looks stressed out when he's working out when he's actually having a good time. So it'd be interesting to hear from Andy's perspective what was happening.
That's one of my favorite pictures ever.
That is a pretty epic picture of Andy and Dell.
Yeah, another someone that maybe a team I'm excited to see about or see compete. And this woman always brings it for these competitions. And I just remember her winning the plank challenge at an event this summer. Soraya, always fun to watch compete. We'll hear a couple F-bombs for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Soraya is partnered with Jill Bryan, correct? Ooh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see the communication. Dynamic. Yeah. Yeah. Because I feel like as individuals, they are two athletes that do have a lot of questions, you know?
Yes.
So I think it would be in their best interest if they're listening to maybe talk to each other, check in and figure out a way or a system of communicating, and then right after the workouts meet in chats, you know, because they're not going to have as much access to the coaches just because of the volume of athletes we're going to see on Saturday.
Right. And the dynamic that we're used to seeing Jill in is telling Jerry what to do. So that's going to be a little bit different. I don't know if she'll be able to tell Soraya what to do, but that should be fun. What else here? What do we got?
Kirky and Goulet. That's going to be fun to watch. Fellow 6AMers. You wouldn't think of them as going together, but they're two last-minute additions, and I think they're going to surprise us.
Would you say they're polar opposites?
Yeah, I would. That's a very great way to describe them.
In what way, Sam?
Every way possible. in every way possible. We have Kirky, who's probably one of the most outgoing people I've ever met in my life. And Dan Goulet, who is quiet and
a little more reserved.
Nothing against that. I'm quiet myself, but yeah.
A little bit of a quiet, silent assassin for sure.
I like it.
Yeah. He's going to be studying in between heats, I hear, in the back office because he has an exam that day. Or?
Rough go for the kids, students this time of year.
He's going to be studying.
He'll be studying in the boardroom. Okay. Yeah.
We like the dedication there. Hopefully he is successful in his exam. One participant specifically that I'm fired up to watch compete, also shout out for his first time competing. He's competing with Madhav. Madhav probably is his first time as well, right? And it's Calvin Collinator, faithful at the noon class. And he asked me a question last week, and he's like, so, you know, I've never done more than one workout, and I've never competed, you know, for 3 hours straight, so I'd like to see if we could just have a chat about like nutrition and, you know, recovery during that time. And I'm like, first of all, you're not working out for 3 hours. Yeah, there's going to be some breaks. So I know, but I just love where his mind was. It was like, I want to be prepared for this. And we always say like, it's just for fun. But sometimes I forget, like, you know, if it's your first time in a competitive environment, like no matter what, even if there's nothing on the line, like it will get your heart racing and you want to be prepared for that. So I absolutely love that question. Very excited to see if he's going to be having a good time.
Just building on that, how can our athletes be prepared for the in-house comp? Is there anything they should do the night before on the day of to get ready for it?
Probably limit the burpees and light barbell and maybe erg. Limit that stuff maybe the day before. What, nutrition-wise? Or?
Yeah, I said just bring some snacks, you know?
Good idea.
It's a long day. You don't want to be stuck there hungry all day. Fuel up properly.
Yeah. Absolutely. And honestly, the most important part is after the fact, you know, drink lots of water, have a good meal before the holiday party, just so that you don't go in there with an empty stomach after competing and have a couple beverages. Definitely.
A couple other athletes I'm excited to see. We've got Lindsay Callahoo and Lauren Keyes. I don't know if Lauren's told you guys this, but she's taking CrossFit pretty seriously as of late. So she's really invested in her fitness. And, you know, Lindsay's king at the 7 a.m. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see them pair. And I think they could have some competitive juices going there.
Similar athletes in size, right? Like
that's correct. Both tall women.
Mm-hmm. So, and I know that from experience in coaching them, one implement that we will be seeing will favor them greatly. Right?
I agree. We won't talk about everything else.
Just trying to throw some hints out there, that's all.
Yeah, I guess that's a hint. Couple athletes I'm excited to see, mostly for the outfits that they wear. And then Vith and Lege. They have the infamous pantsuit rip from 2019, was it?
Amazing.
So good.
We also have Robbie and Jamie who have planned outfits as well.
Do they?
Getting a little ode to Reza.
Do you? Oh, plot twist.
Ode to Reza.
I can't wait to see what that's going to be. You also got Alicia and Kristen that are wearing outfits, matching outfits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a hint for that or?
No. She
said we're wearing outfits.
Okay.
And the coaches are all going to be wearing Christmas PJs.
That's news.
I believe. No?
I think you're the only one that owns Christmas PJs. Can I get it? Yeah? Do we agree on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a Christmas Mickey Mouse sweater, but I definitely won't be wearing a sweater on Saturday.
Who actually wears PJs, first of all? What are you, 4 years old?
Around this time, I'm rocking Christmas PJs, all right? I'm sure we got some listeners here that'll back me up and some that won't, but Christmas PJs, maybe I'll be rocking them. I usually save them for the 1,000 rep workout, actually. Do that with those.
Someone we won't see this year is Chris Galley, and him and Adib did dress up last year. Adib was, maybe it was Matt and Adib. Did they go together last year?
No, Cole and Chris Galley went together last year, and they were lumberjacks with crop tops.
That's correct.
Yes.
And I think it was safari themed for Adib and Matt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
But maybe Adib and Meat will pull something off. They are like...
I just saw Adib downstairs.
Yep.
And he gave me a look. And the look was, I'll see you Saturday. Yeah. I was like, wow, this guy's ready. And he even flexed. Showed me his bicep. It was amazing.
Love that guy. Question for you guys. It's not, it's kind of impromptu. Who will be the first person to roll up to the in-house comp and what time will they roll up at?
Ooh, great question. A couple people definitely come to mind. Is Steve Bradley doing the in-house comp? No. He could still be one of the first.
Typically, I'd say Kaylee Charron, but she's not coming this year.
Right.
Arai is first one to arrive.
Right.
Every 6 a.m. Nice. That I coach.
Mel Horner, also not doing the in-house comp, but she very much is an early arriver as well.
Well, we're going to lock the door until about, like, I don't know, 8:30, 8:45? No, let's do it, 8:30.
8:30, yeah.
Yeah, so we're locking the door until 8:30, so don't show up.
People need time to, like, breathe in the space. I don't know what that means, but they need to, like, inhabit. I think it's, like, a territory thing, you know? They need to come and, like, assert themselves, set their bags up upstairs.
Good warm-up.
Yeah. People need to...
Okay. That's fine. I like that, you know? Get ready. Get in the mindset.
Yeah. I think one of the questions was, who's going to come out too hot? Who do you think, you guys, is going to come out too hot?
Ooh. John Dale.
I think I don't know if there is a possibility to come out too hot this year.
I think everyone comes out too hot.
That's a hint, folks. That is a hint.
That is a good hint.
Anyways, I'll leave it at that. It's a good hint. Yeah. Everyone typically comes out too hot, right? Because you don't want to be conservative in the in-house comp because it's quick, it's light, it's fast, and you know, you want to try and make that final. So I think and again, no matter what the competition is, pushing yourself a little bit harder than you would normally in class is always a good finding for yourself. So you know what, just come out too hot, just do it.
That might be some advice for some of the first time participants. A couple other people that we have participating for the first time are Amy and Kate, who mm-hmm. actually were just in the 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Their first time.
I think they'll be great communicators. They're both paramedics.
Okay.
They work together. They went to school together.
Okay.
They're friends. Be good.
Good communication. Definitely first timers.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, I wonder what the intensity levels are going to be for the two of them. Because based on, like, I don't know if you guys saw Kate today, but, like, absolutely ripping the burpee box jumps. Mm-hmm. At least in round one. You know, that could have changed in round two or three. But
do we have a little rowing background somewhere in there?
We do, yeah. Kate rowed for Guelph, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she's got some competitive juices that I wonder if will encourage Amy to, you know, pick up the intensity a little bit. There's always one in every pair that's just like a little bit more intense than the other, you know?
Like if you were to do a workout with Kaylee, like who's more intense, you or Kaylee?
I think you know the answer to that question. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. We have, you know what? In the past, we've had a few pregnant teams. I believe Sarah did the in-house comp pregnant maybe two or three times.
Did Janet do the in-house comp pregnant? Or did
my
I project that?
My sister definitely did. And I'm looking at the list right now. We got Gabby.
Right.
Gabby.
Yep.
With Ella in pregnant fashion. Gabby is. So that's going to be good. We're going to be, you know, keeping a close eye on that.
Powerful duo.
Very, very.
I think their communication will be top notch. Gabby, see, I haven't seen her communicate in workouts, but I feel like she is excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lawyer, so we'll probably choose her words very carefully,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be calculated. It's gonna be great.
Do we have winners? Do we know who we think's gonna win?
Why don't you kick us off?
Well, I'm just looking at the list here, and I don't know. It's tough, but I mean, if I had to pick, I think I gotta go with my 5 p.m. boys, Kirk and Mike.
Wow.
Big names. I think we're going to see some great stuff from Noor and Dawn. That's
sleeper pick.
That's my female pick.
I don't know how much experience they have working out together. I don't know if I've seen them hit a workout on Saturday. We usually see Dawn and Heather. I feel like that's been a bit of a classic pair. But they're both great athletes and great movers, actually, both of them. Really? Did you guys see Noor overhead squat today? 10 out of 10.
Very excited to see. I'm looking at the list now. You know, we're rambling a little bit. But my neighbor, Gordon Wright, you know, finally got him to start doing CrossFit after years of dropping barbells in the neighborhood. And he decided to sign up. So very pumped for that. I know there's an athlete living in there. And I'm hoping to bring that athlete out during the in-house comp, which is awesome. There is potentially zero chance that he's going to listen to this, so it doesn't really matter. But he's with Matt Laney. There's a star beside Matt Laney's name.
Yeah, I haven't really heard back from Matt yet, but I think he's going to come. Hopefully, he listens to this and hears this and shows up.
Okay, so if Matt doesn't show up, can I please do it with Gord?
Yeah, no. We got to find a partner for Victor.
That's right. Okay.
Another great pair. I think this is both their first times, possibly. Devin Jenkins and Jamie Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Great guys.
I think they decided to do this together maybe last week when they shared a barbell and a rack during the overhead squat workout.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think I saw that pop up after. I'm like, oh, that direction. Makes sense. They were just like chatting and yeah. Hey, you want to do the in-house comp? So I think that's how it went down.
Kaylee's intel is that Devin just got new CrossFit shoes on Black Friday. So I think he's good. Like, maybe that's some like external motivation for him. You know, he's like ready to put them to work.
I love that.
Great.
What did he get?
I don't know. I don't, we have to ask Kaylee.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have 7 a.m. regulars, Kelvin and Danny, who also did the Fortis comp earlier this year.
Great guys.
Like longtime training partners. So
That's going to be some stellar team communication. Yeah. They've got team chemistry for sure.
On the topic of team chemistry, you also got SJ and Susanna, who played rugby together on the same team. That's teammates. You can't go wrong there.
That is true. I think I think they're wearing matching outfits, I heard, as well. What is their team name? Team NCR Barbies?
No.
Okay, I swear.
They don't have a team name.
Another team, Kevin DeGuzman and Tom Keane. Tom, so loyal. He's like a seasoned athlete. He's done the in-house comp a bunch of times, I think.
Probably just praying for us to program a deadlift again.
Oh.
So he can deadlift 700 pounds.
I think this will be his last in-house comp.
Why?
He's going home. He's going back to Texas. He's leaving. Yeah. Oh, not Texas. Virginia.
Oh. Texas Tom.
Wrong Tom.
Oh, no. Tom.
That's sad. Let's make it the best one yet, then. All right, well, that's pretty good, right? We did we go around? We got a couple team, like mom teams, you know, like the 930 Faithfuls. Mm-hmm.
Abby and Ashton.
Abby and Ashton.
Our in-house photographer gets to compete this year.
Yeah.
Good for her. Christine Spice.
Yes.
And Jill Petter.
There we go.
Christine's first in-house comp. Yeah.
Jill second. Did she do it last year?
Jill has definitely done it before.
Yeah.
I have a vision of her in a picture, but maybe she did it with Christine, or I'm making that up. No. Christine's always with Emily. That would be impossible. That's another. They are doing it, right? The in-house comp?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Obviously the Trombley sisters shout out there, but, Claire and Sarah, a bunch of moms there. Sarah taking the kids all four to hockey at 8 a.m. and then making it for heat number 5, hopefully. Oh. So she'll make it on time. But, yeah. Michelle and Jules is going to be probably a pretty good team, right?
Yeah.
Near the end.
Yeah.
End stretch.
I think a sleeper for the men. Like, there's a lot of talk about Larry's team, Victor's team, but how about Arai and Derek Sweeting?
Ooh.
I think they're going to be solid.
I think they're going to be solid, too.
Can't sleep on Sweden.
Derek who?
Reigning champ.
He is the reigning champ.
Who is his partner?
Victor.
Oh.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, Zerger is out, unfortunately. Got injured yesterday. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. That's a sleeper. We programmed the final, and we know what the final is, so we're able to kind of, you know a little bit there. But we might change the final.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we might just change it. That's part of the in-house comp. Some of the stuff that not everybody sees behind the scenes. Last year we kind of just added something right at the end, right? We weren't sure if we were gonna play that last workout, and we did it. So, you know, just play hard. Give it all you got, and if you make it top 5, top 6, top 4, who knows, maybe it'll be top 3, maybe it'll be top 10, we don't know yet, but there's going to be a final. It's going to be epic. We're going to test that in the morning at 7, so that's why the door is locked.
Yep.
He just wasn't listening.
No, I was listening.
Victor and I'm got my phone out here, and I'm trying to find Victor a partner. If anyone hears this and wants to go with Victor, hit me up.
We hope they don't ditch their existing partners to then come up with Victor. So if anyone that's not on an existing team wants to go with Victor.
We're working on Elias.
All right. Anyone else got any last minute additions here? Any shout outs?
What do you say to the people that this is their first time competing and they're really nervous for it?
Oh, have fun. It's just like a Saturday partner workout. Yeah. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, I feel like I would tell them the same thing I tell someone who's afraid to walk into a CrossFit gym. It's not what you think it is. It's not really like it's the most grassroots version of a CrossFit competition you will ever experience. So just leave your expectations out the door. Come have a good time. Don't worry about doing well. It's just about fun. And I, you know, our goal as coaches is just to make sure that everyone has an awesome time. And I feel confident saying we do a pretty good job at that. So Yeah, come have fun. And if you're not competing, show up, because what tends to happen the morning of is people can't be there. So we do put a lot of teams together kind of on the fly. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't have a team, show up the morning of, and we'll try and get you competing that day.
I would say have fun and take in the nerves, take in the nerve, like be nervous. It's totally fine. And even if it doesn't mean anything, it's okay to care. Even if it, like, it's okay, you want to care to go hard and do well. And I think the nerves and being nervous for something even just as simple as the in-house comp is good. Like, take it all in. Like, it's fun. Definitely. And at the end of the day, you'll probably surprise yourself and just be like, wow, I was really nervous for this. Like, why? And then that'll tell you, like, oh, 'cause you kind of care, right? You're working out with your friends, and if you care about something, you'll be nervous, and you care about going hard and giving it all you got, you know?
Sam, do you have any advice for first-time competitors?
No, I think those were great answers. I think, like, naturally people who try CrossFit are people who just want to push outside their comfort zone and be the best versions of themselves. So if you're nervous, that's totally normal. You probably experience that in any facet of your life. So just treat this like anything else and show up, have fun. And I promise after it's done, you're not going to regret it. You're going to be like, holy shit, I did something that I didn't think I could do, or you know, I made a PR in something, or, you know, you're just going to surprise yourself. So just show up and have some fun.
So many PRs coming. Saturday's going to be raining PRs.
That's a hint.
It's going to be epic. All right, so that's it, right? That's we went around the subject. It's good?
Yeah, we good.
Okay.
All right.
Come out, have fun. It's going to be super great. Still tickets available for the party after too. And pitter patter.
Great. See you guys on Saturday.